Ralph, Volkswagen, Ralph VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. The Ralph VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, starting with the Canes. We'll get back to practice today after Sunday's 27-24 win over Notre Dame. Miami will now take on Bethune-Cookman on Saturday at 7. Saturday's game can be heard here on WQAM. And last night, Bill Belichick picked up right where he left off with North Carolina getting crushed by TCU. 48-14. In the NFL, week one begins on Thursday with the Eagles and the Cowboys. The Dolphins will be on the road to play the Colts on Sunday. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Nationals 2-0, game two of the three-game road series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:45 from Nationals Park. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much, and good morning to everybody. It's amazing when a team in your community plays well, the feeling. I guess I'm talking to people that support the Miami Hurricanes, and I know Gator fans and Florida State fans may be out of this, but it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe for everybody on what just took place Sunday night in a nationally televised game. And what happened, and wondering what it was going to look like, and the questions you might have had, and they found a way to win. They're up, 21-7, and end up hanging in there to get the 27-24 win. Carter Davis, 47-yard field goal with just over a minute left, and everything else. Wondering what Carson Beck would look like. You got to see that he's got the goods and can play, and the way he fit in. And we didn't really talk about this. I didn't get into it with Coach. I was going to. Guy was pretty emotional after the game. The long comeback, I don't think it was just the injury. I really believe he's got a chip on his shoulder to show everybody, and a little FU to Georgia, who, by the way, Georgia and the folks up there did a lot of bad. They badmouthed them pretty good. Let's be honest. A lot of that stuff started up there and went to the media, and the media's running with it, and this and that, and not a team guy. And then people are saying, well, the guys down here don't like him. It didn't look like that, man. He's aware of everything being said. I'm happy. Happy for the guy came down here. You know, they're paying him a ton of money and all that, but had himself a nice game, made decisions. Didn't try to show everybody that he forced the ball down the field, played smart, threw a lot of short passes, had a running game to depend on, even though, listen, that running game is going to be we're going to start seeing some big numbers in that running game with that group. And we find out the center, by the way, played his ass off. Coach went out of his way to say kind of missing on everything is how good the center play was for the Miami Hurricanes, not just the right side of that offensive line. So anyway, we got all that stuff going on, and we'll find out, again, Notre Dame schedule. I don't know if any of you had a chance. I got Texas A&M next. And then that's it for ranked teams for them for the rest of the year. Now, they got USC on the schedule. I don't know how good USC is right now. Nobody's talking about them. But Notre Dame's got a damn good football team, and they'll have a lot of those games at home coming up. And so we'll see what happens there. And we want Notre Dame to have a hell of a year. We do. We want to see Notre Dame, honestly, run the friggin' table now. Go out and have a great year. And that loss gives or that win that the Canes have means that much more if it holds up towards the end of the year. But, hey, listen, man, no matter what, and these games, you want to win them all, and you got Florida Gators coming in a few weeks, and South Florida's got another good football team. They just beat the crap out of Boise State, so they'll be feisty when they get down here in a couple weeks. But saying all that, you can lose to those, and it doesn't affect your ACC rankings. You got to win those games. Those are going to be the big ones, and you look back last year, every frigging game was a dogfight in the ACC. Every game was a dogfight. Every game was usually real tight, late in the third, down in the third, had to come back. had a bunch of fourth quarter comebacks to win or pull away late in the fourth quarter. And so it's not going to be easy. Even though a lot of those teams aren't being talked about and they're not ranked right now, they're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough group of games. And by the way, Florida State does not look like Florida State a year ago. Now, I don't know what Alabama is yet. I have no idea. And of course, Kalen DeBoer's just getting crushed right now, the head coach for they want Nick Saban back. And I'm guessing Saban's just eating this up, right? This just keeps him out there. By the way, never want to follow that guy, right? Never want to follow the famous quarterback. Never want to.
He's got to want to go back, though, right? The TV thing, I'm guessing, gets old.
I don't know.
Although we watched his friend last night in North Carolina. That thing goes so well.
I think Bill Belichick just got.
Does he just hate coaching? Does he hate football?
He just doesn't
he looks
like.
So miserable.
So as like, you. So they had to explain to him, I'm sure, like, hey, Bill, listen, whatever you want, however you want, we're going to talk to you in a pregame. We're going to talk to you before the game starts. We're going to talk to you at halftime. So he just can't warm up. He gave her short answers, and then he did that little fake smile. He just wants to coach.
They scored that first touchdown. I know you're not social media guy, but they kept showing his reaction after that first touchdown, and he just looks like his dog died.
Maybe he knew what was coming the rest of the game.
Such a misery. Like, it just looks like he hates what he does.
Maybe he knew after 7-7 that thing was about ready to get ugly.
By the way, how freaked out do you think the North Carolina people are that paid him all that? Would they pay him $10 million? God knows what they paid all those other NFL assistants. And what's Lombardi's position? The director,
general manager.
General manager.
They're all general managers now, Woody.
Yeah. Boy, they spent a lot of money on all those guys, and that team stinks.
Woody, the athletic director already has come out and said, we're going to support Bill Belichick on this
choice.
Rebuilding of this thing. The point was, there are a lot of people that thought Bill Belichick coaching was going to make a difference. And with his kids there and everybody else and Mike working with them. And listen, you got to have players. You got to have players. And he doesn't have players. And the ones he had, I mean, I saw he had some young guys playing, but you got to spend money. Did you see what happened? Oklahoma State, that coach called out Oregon. They're getting ready to play, and he called them out for having a $40 million football budget payroll for the team.
I saw another coach that was like, they spent $15 million on their offensive and defensive lines. We can't compete with that.
So,
That's how college football is right now, but I don't think North Carolina's falling too short to anyone as far as money.
Yeah, I don't think they said, hey, Bill, that's enough. I think they're jumping in there.
Money.
Listen,
last night's broadcast was embarrassing too. I mean, the whole thing is a joke, man. To focus in on Bill Belichick like they did, every time they go to break, there's a graphic, Belichick's debut. They got to show the girl like she's Taylor Swift up there in the stands. She's little granddaughter, girlfriend.
She was in a suite when I saw her.
Yeah.
So, but Woody,
the whole thing is just.
They would have never had that game on Monday night if Bill Belichick wasn't coaching.
Yeah, I know.
They would have never had TCU
and
UNC.
Hey,
the worst part is Saban and McAfee picked them to win the game.
Yeah, because there was Buddy.
And that's what they said.
They can't even call it objectively. They were friends.
They came out and said, he's my friend.
Yeah,
I'm going with Bill.
Great
like
TV.
You're going, wait a second. You guys are professionals and you just did the what? He comes on my show, so I'm going to go ahead and pick him. He would have understood if you said they're going to get blown out.
It was a tough
game. And Saban, by the way, Saban knew what was going to happen.
Well, it was a tough game to pick because you didn't
Nick
know
Saban
what kind
going,
of
oh,
North Carolina was
I'm
gonna
going
have.
With Bill Belichick, my friend. I think he used the friend card too. Did he go friend on it too?
But all those NFL guys over there, you think maybe they did get a bunch of talent. Maybe they did get some good players.
Probably do have a few good guys on there.
Not compared to TCU.
No.
I don't know what TCU is, but.
It did in the first quarter at 7-7. And then it was that second and third quarter. They didn't need to play the fourth quarter. That thing was.
They spent a lot of money to saddle themselves to this whole NFL staff and all this. I don't think it will work. Because I don't think kids want to be involved with Bill Belichick. I'm sure you'll find some, but I don't think the premier. First of all, if you're a premier athlete, why would you want your coach overshadowing everything that you do?
I don't think they think about that. Now you're getting carried away.
He's the story, though.
I don't think he cares on that team. So what? You play Alabama. What do you think it's about? It was about Nick Saban.
How many times did he talk about Mario? I didn't watch the broadcast, but I'm guessing Mario Cristobal wasn't a focus of the broadcast every single time that, you know, something
happened. Look what Bill Belichick's done in his career. Stop. No, now you're doing a stupid thing, or you just come out and say you don't like Bill Belichick.
I know what he's done in his career. I can't stand Bill Belichick.
Okay, well, there.
I think he's terrible for college football. I think he's bad for.
You think this is bad for college football?
I don't think that he's good for college
football. Maybe if you hate something this much, maybe you ought to stay out of it. You're right back to your dark cloud over your head with hate.
For college football.
How's he not good for college football, bringing a guy that's done what he's done?
Why? Because you got a lot of people to watch the first quarter of that game last night?
Just good. Anything gets eyeballs to the games to see.
You sound like you work for ESPN now,
Oh, is that what I sound like?
It is, actually, yes.
Really? Okay. Because you hate something and I don't hate it?
No, it just sounds like you work for ESPN. Like, oh, this is so good for college football. Yeah, why? Because people watch for one quarter?
Nobody,
so that game got out of hand?
Nobody would have been talking about if he wasn't there, North Carolina playing TCU. There would have been mention.
There would have been less viewers. You're right.
Anyway.
Yep.
But whatever. Whatever your take is, I know that's your go-to, by the way.
You're right. If Bill Belichick wasn't there, ESPN would have.
By the way, and you took enough shots, too, before the game during your pregame show, too. Which, by the way, I don't know how much everybody wants to hear that on UM's pregame show, too.
The Manning.
You ripping Manning. Yeah. Go ahead. You want to rip that now? You want to rip that? You got some time now. He was terrible.
Okay.
It wasn't his fault that he got hyped up. He didn't come out and say, hey, I'm the man. I'm part of the Manning family.
I didn't say it was his fault. The media did him a massive disservice.
All right. We got to go to break.
How about they, by the way, they still put Paul Feinbaum on TV after that.
Get him in.
That's one of the worst calls in the history of, that thing.
That was horrible.
Brian Kelly went on his show and ripped them about it.
It was embarrassing. He's
got to get out to practice and maybe watch like
he literally, it would have been one thing if he would have just said, hey, this guy by the end of the year is going to be a hell of a player, instead of going all in on what he was going to be. But anyway, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got more stuff. You got any more else stuff out there, hater?
Said if ESPN stops walking, Joe's face will bump into its ass.
Oh, I'm a huge ESPN fan. That's what I do.
You do love ESPN.
We just have ESPN. You don't watch it at all?
I watched it all weekend.
Okay. What else you have?
He hasn't done anything since or before Tom Brady.
It's true. He still got on his resume. What, is he going to give his rings back?
By the way, a lot of photoshopping of Brady in a Tar Heels uniform last night. Saw a lot of that.
Well, of course. They're good now. They're all good. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. I'd love to sit here and talk about your hatred for everything going on here, including, my God, spending a pregame show at UM. You're all over that frigging kid. I'm like, good God, Woody. You got a great pregame show and gone Monroe, and you're sitting there, and your hatred thing is just.
It wasn't a hatred thing.
What was it?
I felt misled.
You did?
I took Texas, and I felt misled.
Okay.
Didn't you? A little bit.
I didn't expect he was going to be that good. What have I been saying? Slow down on everybody on how good he's going to be.
I guess you thought he could complete a 5-yard pass.
All right. We got to go to Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohn and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation. Same partners who handle your case from start to finish and more than 30 years of experience each. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, small enough just to call you back. Hey. There are a few things I just said there that are really important, man. And part of what they do is the fact that you can always get ahead of them. Communication, compassion, understanding, and caring of what you've been through when you've been injured in a slip and fall or an automobile accident, any of those type of things. Hey, you went with a different law firm, right? You went with them. You saw them. They had a great commercial on TV. Said, that's the guy I want, petting his dog or walking into the picture, you go, that's the guy I want, man. See that guy all the time. I want him. So then you go there and you go, no, I'm not handling your case. I got a whole bunch of people over here right out of law school. They're going to handle your case. And then all of a sudden they don't have great communication skills. And then you don't feel like you're a priority. And then you're frustrated going, what's going on, man? I'm in pain. What's going to happen here? And you're not going to get that from Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. You walk in. They're the attorneys that take care of you. There's nobody else. It's them working their butts off to take really good care of you. Go to conanjudah.com, read the reviews, partners who can always, always take care of you, and you can always get a hold of. Go to KonaJuda.com or call 866-FAIR-FEE. Find out what everybody's saying about them. A lot of great reviews. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work. You hire them to do. Good morning to everybody out there. As we continue on here, a lot of football coming up, and NFL is loaded up, man, in that first week. It can be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about some of the games. I always love when we get set here and everybody will start breaking down the games and what's going to happen. But the NFL loaded up here week one with some really, really good football games. So this should be a lot of fun. And right off the bat, man, what I see, Dallas goes to Philly. That's be some big ratings, and I don't know how good the game's going to be, but it should be.
You see Parsons got something with his back?
Yeah, that's weird. I did see that.
Maybe Dallas knew something. I don't know. So he might have to get an epidural shot or something, an injection.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
Did they know something, Joe?
Aren't you supposed to do all? Usually all deals are done, but you have a physical take place first. So
that's weird, man. That guy's been sitting around, right?
Yeah.
He's been at practice technically.
Yeah, but he didn't look like he's been doing much.
Well, he's sleeping during the preseason game, remember?
Every time you see him, it's kind of like he's got that look on his face.
It's kind of interesting, though. See, they said he should play week one, but.
Yeah, but then,
the back stuff is never, that's the one that's never good.
The back thing is not good. And so you can take, a few weeks off, and how bad is it now?
Can you imagine he misses a bunch of time?
Yeah, that would
Dallas will look a whole heck of a lot smarter.
Hey, on top of that, how about they have this report comes out that he was a freelancer on the defense. He's a chemistry killer. His podcast pissed everybody on the team off, which, by the way, I do understand. Doing a podcast talking about everybody on the team would kind of get you salty no matter how good that guy is. That was talked about, self-centered. Oh, they killed him.
Yeah.
Said he was just worried about his stats, wasn't worried about the whole defensive schemes. And then yesterday I saw another guy came out. It was Diggs, actually, came out and said, it's not true. All the guys liked him. Only guys that didn't like him were guys that left, and he went after for not staying. I don't know.
I just hope Green Bay did their due diligence.
I hope so, too.
They gave up an awful lot.
I got to tell you. All of a sudden, he misses half the season, and you're going, wow, it's a lot.
I mean, they gave him more than just the picks and the player. They gave him a lot of money, a lot of guaranteed money.
They did give him a lot of money. So he is set, and he's on a hell of a team. Don't get me wrong. They have themselves a great team. But, yeah, you kind of like bad back. Ouch. The old bad back for everybody out there has had that bad back. Sometimes it never leaves, man. That thing is stays around. So, and I know there's some great back specialists out there, but boy, not what you want to see. Anyway, we do have a lot of those great games coming up here. You know, the other thing kind of cool. I didn't realize there's six quarterbacks that are in their second year in the NFL that are starting. I saw it yesterday and I was like, wow, I know Jaden Daniels and I know Bo Nix. And, oh, that's right, Drake May's only in his second year. Caleb Williams, I felt like he'd been around a little long. His second year, Penix with Atlanta, and J.J. McCarthy with Minnesota as a starter.
So J.J. is technically, a rookie. This is his first
go
here. But
second year in the league. And
but there's a lot of question marks around a lot of those guys, man. It's funny, they were talking about J.J. McCarthy driving in this morning. And how good that team can be. And they're really good. Like, they built a nice team over there.
If there's any guy going into a situation, I want to go into that Minnesota situation with the weapons.
Well, he's going to get his other receiver back in, 3 weeks, I think it is?
Yeah, that's right. Was the DUI. Yeah, we got to pay a few weeks for the DUI stuff. But
well, Rice ended up getting, 6 games, right? Is that what he got?
He got 6 games for.
Do you think they pull a number out of a hat when they suspend guys? Like, how do you think they do that? Do you think they just walk in there with, one of those randomizer programs on the computer? They walk in with numbers in a hat and they just go pick one.
So you know the difference in video or no video? If yours gets caught with video, then it's
double.
You can't lie.
That's true.
You hit her, or you're flying and it's like, oh, the police officer, I wouldn't go in that fast. And or
no, but they got video of Rice thinking it was pretty funny what happened.
Yeah,
he was walking away.
Like, yeah, they're running yeah. around, and it was like, oh, if he's part of this group in there or one of those cars is his, he's in big trouble.
But I do think it's funny how they come up with these numbers.
So the original, our old running back for the Ravens, what was his name?
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice.
Yes, he invented this
Ray
thing.
Ray Rice.
Yes.
Started with Ray Rice, but somehow they had video inside and outside.
Yeah, he was a pioneer
elevator.
In the,
and he was just like, okay, I jacked her. I know, but a lot of these guys are going like, hey, man, you know, he said, she said, I didn't do that. And then they got
Ray Rice not a huge fan of TMZ.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know. TMZ gets these videos every single time.
Guessing money talks in that situation.
Yeah,
somebody
must have rats everywhere.
Hey, I got something real good. How much is that paying? But, yeah, I really do. I think this it all has to do on these things. Is the speeding and abuse of women has to do with video. Because, you know, a lot of people, oh, man, I didn't do that. I'm accused of that. And then a video comes out. You go, all right, you got me. I did.
And then it depends on how good you are.
Then it depends.
Willing to put up with you,
that's
right?
A good point. And then it comes, that's a great point. There is a third part to this.
They go, Deshaun Watson, boy, it's a lot of women, but
we put up with
play quarterback. Right. So come play, you know, we'll give you a whole big guaranteed contract.
If you're not very good, we get rid of you.
Rashee Rice stunk. If he was their fourth receiver,
oh yeah,
I would never play again.
But
right,
Jordan but if
Addison
you're good,
stunk.
Hey man,
guys.
You're good. You're a frontline guy. Yeah. All right.
That's why you put up with Tyreek Hill's stuff.
If Tyreek Hill was
the fourth receiver on the Dolphins.
That would be different, of course.
He'd be long gone.
Yeah, no question. But since he is Tyreek Hill. And not the captain. Unbelievable. By the way, we're going to have Perk wrote a big article on it. And this team's going in the right direction because of that decision. One of the reasons. And
hopefully it doesn't really matter, right?
Again, hey, man,
as long as he's not upset, it's not that big of a deal. But
I think Tyreek Hill's worried about one thing. And I don't think it's going out and shaking hands with the other captains before the game. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I think having to go to those meetings and, hey, we're having our meeting today. It's six captains meet with the coach. Let's go. I think he's okay.
Well, he's got to prove a year, man. This is a big prove it year for him.
Hey, it doesn't take away. The team knows and he knows how important he is to this group. And by the way, more than anybody else, Tua. You see Tua trying to throw the ball around without Tyreek and Waddle? Mm-hmm. A little different situation. They need Tyreek Hill. And they kept him for a reason. I don't know. I don't know what your expectations are. They're a hell of a lot more than 1,200 yards for me. A lot more than 1,000 yards. And, you know, he's got to be real injured. He plays. One thing we've learned about Tyreek Hill. The guy plays. Even when he's banged up, he comes back out and he plays. What was that, last year or the year before? He got horse collared over on the side. I thought he was done. I go, oh, man, this is going to be bad.
That was during the Tennessee game, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was the Tennessee meltdown game. When everything fell apart. Right? Wasn't it that game?
I'm not sure.
I think it was.
Not sure what game that was. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We do have a lot of stuff, and Kane's coming off.
Texas says, by the way, Ray Rice got married to that girl.
No, they stayed together.
Yeah.
Got it worked
Deshaun
out.
Watson's girl stayed with him, too.
She did.
Yeah.
She believed him the whole way.
Big, big ring. She got big ring.
Set for life.
I suppose.
You think he ever plays in the NFL again?
Who, Deshaun Watson?
Yeah. I don't think he plays for Cleveland. Do you think anybody else goes, we're desperate, man. We're going to take
–
he's paid.
I think the problem is that he was so bad that it's not worth the backlash you're going to get, right? Like, again, if he's good,
Well, Cleveland counted on him being good and people forgiving, because when things are good, people do forgive.
And if he was really good, that whole city would have forgiven him.
And now – Now all of a sudden everything is look, he still goes to meetings. How weird is that? I think somebody says, hey, you know, it's already we gotta pay you no matter what. We're just gonna pay you. Can you go hang out with the scouts or something?
Now they just need to sign Justin Tucker. They'll be in good shape.
Ooh.
He was, by the way, he's on the Yahoo Fantasy thing. Like, he's draftable. I don't know if they think he's coming back or something. But
anybody think they take a chance on that one?
I would say no. Right?
Again.
I think got a better chance of Deshaun Watson going to another again, team than that guy playing again.
If he goes 38 of 41 last year and goes like 12 of 14 from 50-plus yards, is he on a team right now?
But at least these guys are consistent. It's a Tiger Woods thing, right? When you stop doing what you've been doing, that, you know, your routine or whatever, when you get out of your routine.
Or you
your
know,
whole
this
career
is,
falls apart.
I think the other part was he knew this was coming. This is all building up, and he's like, get me through the football season. I think it was on his mind every day. He's got more and more stuff. He knew about what he was being accused of.
Think about how sore Deshaun probably is. Can't get any massages.
Hey, man, those guys, when they got a lot of stuff going on, they're like everybody else, man. When you got drama at home, for whoever said that, man, you got drama at home, it is hard to be at 100% at your where you work. And guys that can block it all out when things aren't good at home, I know I couldn't do it. It's hard, man. It is hard. All right. Hey, Cliggies. Man, I love Cliggies carts. Oh, my gosh. I really do. I saw a bunch of people on carts, and I go, man, it's not a Cliggies cart. It's not fully loaded, featuring Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72-volt lithium battery options. You're going to hear me talking about Cliggies carts here, man, because if you're in the market, I don't care if you're anywhere in Dade, anywhere in Broward, or Palm Beach County, you got to find some time before you make a choice and you make a decision where you're going and go see Cliggies carts. It's worth it. Go to the showroom, take it for a test drive, and wait until you see these fully loaded, unbelievable carts. They are fantastic. Designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety, the safety features. Never have to worry about kids being on them with aluminum frames. They never rust out. Adjustable front seat and all of their six-seat models. By the way, they have 4 and 6-seat models for you. No one else offers that. Custom paint jobs for you. All your favorite teams, you just have a favorite team. No problem, man. LED lighting, sound bars, they have it all. Cliggies carts located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Again, call 877-CLIGGYS, that's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggiesCarts.com. Check them out. It's one thing to see them when you go to the website. It's another to go down and see them and take one for a drive. Cliggies, slashing prices on top of everything else. They're the darn coolest carts I've ever seen in my life. You're going to really like them a lot. So go to the showroom, man. Find some time. Take a test drive. And remember this, Cliggies will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. Great deals going on with Cliggies carts right now.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, we saw our first ACC storming the field fine. Over the weekend, Florida State fined $50,000 by the conference.
That's good. $50,000 spent.
Well spent, you think?
That was a little frustration, a little buildup up there in Tallahassee.
Yeah, we got to protect player safety, though, man. That storming stuff, very dangerous. Remember the Duke guy got his foot stepped on?
Yeah. Everyone was what started this, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't actually a football thing, wasn't it? The whole basketball thing?
They didn't let him off the court, and they like, and then John Shire like lost his mind.
That's right.
Yep.
You're right.
All right, Joe, we go to soccer here, and Inter Miami's Luis Suarez appeared to spit on a Seattle Sounders staffer after Miami lost 3-0 in the League's Cup final in Seattle. That was on Sunday night, so most people are probably watching the Canes game, but that did happen as well.
So that was finals? Is that what you said?
The League's Cup finals. Not the regular finals, just the League's Cup finals, like the play-in tournament, not the play-in, the NBA Cup.
Gotcha.
I mean, I think that would be the comparison.
All I know is this team with all those players, and I know some of them are towards the end of their career, if they don't win the MLS championship with this group, they're never going to win. They keep adding better players, right? And I know other teams, you know, have some good players too, but damn. Anyway.
All right, yeah. Joe, we had a tennis story.
I don't know what to say. I didn't see. Do we know for sure he spit on? Are they? Is there anything in slow motion they've been able to get him, like, in his face?
It appeared that he did.
Okay.
It appeared that he did.
I had a frustration from getting shut out. I did see the brawl, though. They were throwing each other around.
Yeah.
Weren't really any real bad punches thrown. Just.
No. Like fake tough guys like the NBA?
I'm guessing a lot of those guys probably haven't done a lot of fighting in there.
I wonder if the suspension is for spitting.
I don't know.
Call Roger Goodell, pick a number out of a hat.
Roger, what do you do on spitting? Oh, that's a fine. No suspension.
All right. Joe, did you – you probably saw this. The situation with the CEO, the Polish CEO and the kid at the U.S. Open.
I did.
So
– I did.
One of these players, Kamil – you want to help us with the last name here?
No shot.
Macharzak, we'll just say. Anyway, it was his hat. He was handing it up to a kid in the stands, and this guy reached over and snatched it right away, and kind of proceeded to run from the scene there.
What are you doing up there as a CEO of a company?
He wanted an autograph, I guess, or a
what?
Or a hat.
What are you doing? So he's giving. It's clear he's giving the kid the hat, and you grab it.
Yeah. So the internet does what they do, Joe. And
right. What do you call that, dogpiling?
Yeah. So they went after this guy pretty good. He came out and he apologized. He did apologize. The player, by the way, the tennis player, who I don't know if any of you never heard of him. He met with the kid and gave him some stuff. So it's a happy ending.
Kid made out actually with the whole deal.
He did.
He might be a little bummed for a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always amazing, like. You know, it's a CEO, like, are CEOs stupid?
Sometimes, yes. They can be, yes.
Now, here's a guy, like, you're the CEO. I don't know how big the company is, but what are you doing down there?
Yeah.
Let the kids take the big orange and big orange tennis ball that everybody signs. A big one I used to give my kids everybody to sign.
Sure.
And kind of get behind everybody and just kind of watch.
All right, Joe, another big month here for card sales. A record $416 million was spent on online card sales in the month of August. That beats the record set in July by more than $108 million. A record 5.87 million transactions were logged in August, which is the hottest month in hobby history.
Wow. God. Woody, man, you were right. You were right about these cards, man. Years ago, you dragged me down there. Where was that place where we went again? Is he still there?
AA Mint Cards. Yeah, they're actually right down the street from my my place.
They're still. Is that Sterling or Sheridan?
They are off of what's that street? University, I think.
Yeah. Oh, they're off University now.
I'm not 1,000% great with the streets over there yet.
I get them confused.
It's two lights down and a right from my house. If that helps you.
All right. I don't know where you live, Woody. Exactly. I kind of know
where you
live.
I told you where I live. Near the high school.
Over by Cooper City High School.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All so right. If you go two lights down, I want to say east, then
forget
you,
it, Woody.
You
don't,
get there.
Don't even try. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Anyway, one final thing here for you, Joe. We're standing in the broadcast booth on Sunday night at the Canes game. And you mentioned there were a lot of Hall of Famers in there. In walks Jim Kelly. So, of course, you got brought up. This was on the broadcast. You got brought up. Here's what happened.
You know, Joe Rose is on this station. So I know every time he comes to Buffalo, he talks about how you take him out for dinner. And you guys really have a good time up there, huh?
We do. I mean, it's awesome. I enjoy, you know, him and Dan and a few other guys on that. But, it's something they come up and we wine and dine them. We have some fun and enjoy it. So why not? A typical, when you have the bet each and every year, you have to sweep. I have one with Marino. If we sweep, he buys me Stone Crab. And if they sweep, I have to buy him Stone Crab. And don't let him tell you that I only give him chicken wings. That's a bunch of crap. But the thing is, I said, Dan, number one, I wouldn't do it. Number two is you guys haven't swept the Buffalo Bills since Larry's uncle played.
There you go.
That's a one-sided bet. I'll tell you what. He gives Danny the business, man. They are really close. He has some fun. I told you the great line is like one of the greatest lines of all time. You know, we're all sitting up there and we're all Miami guys. And he's sitting there and he goes, man, Josh Allen, we just haven't had anything like this. What Josh Allen's been able to do to our team. He goes, what are you talking about? I did it to you when you were playing.
Jeez.
It's a rough group, man.
Yeah.
But those guys know each other so well, part of that special club. And Jim's been through a lot, man. God bless Jim. He's hung in there, boy. He has been through a lot. Family, his health, and he's a really, really good guy. It was so good to see him back at a football game. I don't think he's been there for a while at a UM football game. I
haven't seen him there in a while. But
so having him back,
it was loaded.
Showed
up
the then. Shot. I mean, it went Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy's jumping up and down and pounding, getting everybody excited.
I don't know how much they showed of Jimmy, but Jimmy did this walkout. They showed him. It was like that country singer does those walkouts. So he goes from the locker room. And they got a camera in his face, and he's walking out from the tunnel and all this. The fans are going bonkers. Jimmy was good, man.
Oh, he was.
Jimmy
pumped
got people
up.
Really riled up.
He was pumped up. And then they go up to Jim, and then they go to Ray Lewis and Andre Johnson's over there.
Yeah,
I mean Ed Reed probably somewhere.
Didn't the Amazon guy was there too.
Who?
The Amazon guy, Bezos.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, saw him.
He's a Miami guy, born and raised.
Yep.
Sure, he's got a little UM blood in him somewhere. All right. Hey, we got to go. That was fun, though, Woody. That was good stuff, man. Hey, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. That means the Perk Man, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, is going to join us in just a few minutes. Baptist Health South Florida joins us every day when you're injured. I love talking about their sports injury program they put together. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. How do you get that? Well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and Miami Dolphins will tell you. FIU and FAU will tell you. They got great doctors. And it's not just the team doctors that take care of the team every day. It's having the top specialists for every part of the body. And these doctors have great reputations. And I don't mean it's just like two or three stars. They are loaded with knee specialists, shoulder specialists, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement doctors, Achilles doctors. They've hired some of the best in the business, and it's not just for high school, college, and professional athletes. For all of us that are competitive every day in individual and team sports, we all get injured. That's the one sad part. No matter who you are, sooner or later, everybody gets injured. And when you do, you need Baptist Health South Florida and their three great locations that they talk about, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, obviously at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Do it today.